Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Arkansas is now leading the nation in pro-life policies. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be discussing this on Faith and Freedom with Holly Mead. Well, this is an amazing development. Governor Asa Hutchinson has now signed a bill into law banning abortions in Arkansas except for medical emergencies. This is for the life of the mother. It does not have a rape or incest exception, only a life exception for direct medical emergencies, which allows the procedure only for saving the life of the mother. The legislation is an amazing another step in the direction, literally, to challenge Roe versus Wade, because this is going to be a direct challenge to the Supreme Court's 1973 terrible decision called Roe versus Wade.
Yeah, I was going to say this really puts a target on Roe versus Wade, and you know, challenging that terrible decision. And you know, ever since this governor has taken office in 2015, he has continually, you know, signed these bills in favor of life for the mother and for the child.
Yeah, he said because of the overwhelming legislative support, so it has wide support in the House and Senate in Arkansas.
Overwhelmingly voted by the Senate and the House in Arkansas.
Yeah, and so he sees that, and obviously, and my sincere and long-held pro-life convictions, he said that he signed the bill. It is now going into law. It has a 90-day period, and then it'll go into effect. But no doubt it'll be challenged, and this is a case that is meant to go to the Supreme Court. In fact, he says SB 6 is in contradiction of binding precedents of the U.S. Supreme Court, but it is the intent of the legislation to set the stage for the Supreme Court overturning current case law. I love that for this state to say, we're taking it on.
That's right.
We're ready to go to the Supreme Court and overturn this horrible legacy of the Supreme Court of abortion on demand.
Right. And, you know, we've talked about this before, Roe versus Wade, as well as Doe versus Bolton. Both of those were passed based on lies.
Yeah, they were, because neither one of them wanted an abortion. Neither one of them had an abortion. They were
tricked by their attorneys.
They were duped into this and tricked by their attorneys.
And now, as a result, we've seen since 1973, over 62 million innocent babies killed.
Yeah. Arkansas has now, you know, become a leader, though, of pro-life policy, as it is explained in the amendment to the state constitution, that is to protect, quote, the life of every unborn child from conception until birth to the extent permitted by the federal constitution. Now, that one didn't directly take on the Supreme Court, but in fact, this particular bill does. Arkansas has enacted laws that protect both the mother and unborn child against the harms of abortion, prohibiting partial birth abortion, maintaining strong informed consent and parental involvement, and providing comprehensive health and safety requirements for abortion facilities, and establishing effective limits on taxpayer funding of abortion and abortion providers.
You know, it's so encouraging. I mean, you see there's a whole list of pro-life bills that this state either has passed or is pending to protect the life of mothers and children.
So what we're seeing on the state level, Arkansas certainly is leading the nation in that respect with this most recent bill. We're seeing, and we've seen, a majority of states, when you move out of there, some of the very, very radical states like California and New York, we see a majority of states that are passing these pro-life pieces of legislation, and they've been doing that for a number of years, and they continue to do so. And now what would happen if the so-called Equality Act, H.R. 5, passed by the House, now in the Senate, if that passes, every one of these state laws, by virtue of this federal bill, the so-called Equality Act, would be overturned. And I'm talking about, Holly, every one. The informed consent, parental notification, parental consent, the ultrasound, waiting periods, the clinic regulations, the restrictions on late-term abortion, so the laws that ban partial birth abortion that happens in the late second and third trimesters, all of those laws that ban that procedure would be overturned.
You know, Missouri was the first state to not have any abortion centers. They don't perform any abortions in that entire state, which is amazing. I mean, we were praising God for that. But you've got to have legislation in all of these states to protect life. Yeah. That is so critical.
And the Equality Act would override it, believe it or not. It would literally override every one of these state laws across the country. Every state law from fertilization, from conception until the child is out of the womb with its first breath, every one of those would be overrode. And when I'm saying out of the womb with its first breath, partial birth abortion, which has been banned, partial birth abortion, the majority of the child, except for the head, is out of the womb. They breach the baby, bringing the baby out feet first, but they keep the head inside with everything else outside. And they do that so that the baby cannot take its first breath. Because if it takes its first breath outside of the womb, then it's entitled to all the legal protections. But if they keep the baby's head inside the womb and has not taken its first breath, then obviously you know what happens. They puncture the base of the skull with scissors. They open up a place while the baby's still alive in the base of the soft portion behind your skull by your neck area, and then they insert a suction tube and they literally suck out your brains. It is just unbelievable that this happens and has happened in America. Now, let me tell you, partial birth abortion is banned right now, but this would override it. The Equality Act would override it. But there's other late-term abortion procedures that have not yet been banned that are just as brutal as partial birth abortion. These are the D&E, where you dilate and evacuate, and you take parts of the body and you literally pull them and rip them and tear the baby apart limb by limb, piece by piece. It's horrible, and it happens now. And that hasn't been banned across the country.
And those precious little parts are sold for high dollars to these companies that to do research and whatnot. I mean, we deal with that with our Sandra Merritt case. We see the reality of that horrific trade.
Yeah, and in those situations, oh my goodness, you know, we have one doctor in the Sandra Merritt case, Nuka Tola, that was filmed by Sandra Merritt and David DeLeiden over a meal in a public facility, public place, so it wasn't confidential. And this person explains how she has become very good at breaching the baby, bringing the feet out first, so that dilation is easier to begin that way rather than trying to bring the head out first. And if you brought the head out first, obviously the baby would breathe. So breaching the baby, feet first, bringing it out, and while it's still in, when it hasn't taken its first breath, crushing the chest, the thorax, above and crushing below, and then extracting intact body parts, because the more intact they are, the more expensive price they can put on it. And then delivering those same day to a commercial entity, a organ procurement company, that then sells them to these research facilities.
You know, Matt, it's stomach turning to even hear you talk about it, knowing this is going on every day in America, but this is happening today and tomorrow and the next day until we stop this. And this is happening on our watch as the church. Until the church rises up and starts speaking out and making a difference, it's going to continue to happen.
You know, we represent Andrew Womack Ministries with Andrew Womack, and we ultimately were able to represent him in Colorado, and there's now no restrictions in Colorado on places of worship. He got a lot of pushback from the state, even from people that were opposed to having worship services. But we did an interview with him on our Freedom Alive television program, which is our new television program. And one of the things he said I'd never heard, that these abortion clinics, these Planned Parenthood abortion clinics and others, they need to thank the church for their being open. Mm-hmm. Now, when you think about that for a moment, what is he saying? Thank the church that these abortion clinics are open. What he's talking about is the church has been silent.
Right.
The church has been silent. Where were we in 1973?
We're cowards.
Where have we been?
We're cowards that even talk about it.
And we don't talk about it. Pastors don't talk about it.
Much less do anything about it.
And that's what he's talking about. Thanking the church for these abortion clinics, because it's because they're silent that these still exist. Oh, that's a real indictment to the church. And so This would be a bill that is one that would legalize abortion through all 9 months, override every state law in the country, require federal funding, state funding, and insurance coverage as well. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/HR5, lc.org/HR5. Fax the senators, sign the petition, and make the calls today.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.